Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Time once again to check in with Jeff Pitts from CityView, because he knows what to do. And also he brought along Parker Reed. Great name. That's a great name, isn't it, Jeff?
Not as good as Jeff Pitts.
Well, Jeff Pitts is a pretty good name. People have asked me here at the studio.
Yeah.
They said, who is that really tall, good-looking guy that comes by? I said, that's Jeff Pitts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
Did I make up for what I just did? See how I did that?
I like it.
All right. All right.
That doesn't really happen, right?
No. I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. Never lie.
All right. Parker Reed, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing fantastic this afternoon.
Parker just got back from Nashville.
Bonnaroo.
Absolutely.
Bonnaroo.
How was it?
It was amazing as always. This is my fourth time, so I guess I'm used to it.
You're hooked.
Yep, absolutely.
Music.
Yes.
What kind of music?
These days it runs the gamut. You know, they had Eminem and The Killers and Muse and newer acts too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 8035 on steroids.
Yes.
Yeah,
you could say that. Yeah.
Okay. Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo. I like saying it.
I like it too, yeah.
That's a good name.
It's Bonnaroo.
Good names.
Jeff Bonnaroo.
Ooh.
Ooh, you like that?
You know, my middle name was Vaughn for a year.
What do you mean your middle name was Vaughn for a year?
It was Vaughn. When I went to get my driver's permit,
yeah.
My middle name's John, J-O-N.
Oh.
And I didn't cap the J, and I didn't...
So they thought
it was
Vaughn.
When they let me proofread it, I didn't catch that they thought it was V-O-N.
Got it.
And so for a year, it was Jeffrey Vaughn. I went to get my license. I had to legally change my name back.
All because of a misprint, right?
Yep. That's why you got to proofread.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just learned more than what you really wanted to know, right? It's always entertaining.
Right.
This segment, I look forward to this segment every week because it's always entertaining.
I forget that the rest of your show is business.
Oh, it is. Yeah, every day. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in the trenches talking about investing and
that's right.
and stuff that's going on in the business world. And then Jeff comes in and we have fun.
It's party time.
Yeah.
Party time, Parker.
Every day.
All right. What do you got on tap? What's going on this week?
Something about a raspberry beret.
Yeah.
Oh, this first.
Oh, it's my turn. See, that was you did that really well, though. You led in, you point to the microphone, and what happened with Parker?
Well, we're still working out the kinks in this show. Yep.
Take two.
This is still round two for me
on
the show, so I'm going to give myself one more pass. We have the Prince Experience Friday night. Simon Estes. Gabriel Sanchez fronts the country's most dynamic Prince tribute band, the Prince Experience, playing all of the greatest hits from the Purple One himself. The Prince Experience has been packing dance floors and setting stages on fire for over 15 years.
15 years.
15 years.
The Prince Experience. So they were around before Prince...
Apparently.
...died.
Math major.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Prince Experience.
That sounds fun.
Simon Estes.
Prince Experience. Yeah. Is it formerly known as Prince or is it still Prince?
That. Or no, it is the Prince Experience, not the formerly known as Prince Experience.
Cool. All right, good. All right, we also got the Menace.
Soccer.
Friday night, soccer. Oh,
the big soccer thing is going on, you know, with the big thing, with the FIFA. And
the World Cup.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, we didn't make it this year.
Yeah, I don't think. You know.
But yes, it... Come and Go owns the Menace. You see the new CEO at Come and Go.
Oh.
You see this?
Oh.
Kyle Kraus Jr.'s taking over.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So
I didn't know that.
He said in the press release he's been working at Come and Go since he was 9.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. Yeah. Anyway. Moving on. That's back to the business. Moving back to the fun stuff. Johnston Green days. What do you know about that, Parker?
Wait a minute. Didn't we just talk about this?
We did, but you can't get enough Green Days.
Oh, okay.
CityView sponsoring this event.
Oh, is that
That's
it?
Right.
That's the kicker. Got it. All right, yeah.
Community celebration in Johnston, Iowa. Loads of fun stuff to do, live entertainment, carnivals, you know, that sort of stuff. And CityView will be crowning the king and queen of Green Days Friday night.
Oh, Wow, the king and queen.
You ever been the king of anything?
Have I ever been the king? No. I'm not even.
What about queen?
No. Well, that was close.
What about the king of this show we're on right
no,
now?
No, I have nothing to do with anything. You know, it's just, it's all technology. So technology is king, yeah.
All right, let's
so,
see.
Green Days.
Green Days. Yeah, they'll be crowning the king and queen on Friday or Saturday?
Friday
night. Right. So that should be, that's new too. Okay. All right, this weekend, the Barnstormers, weekly Barnstormers update. They are good.
Are they hot?
Although they just, they dropped a squeaker to Sioux Falls Storm last week, 51-49. They have clinched a playoff spot. But the race for first place continues as they return home on Saturday to take on in-state rivals Cedar Rapids Titans. Kickoff at 7:05.
All right. Well, football.
Coach Dixie.
So we have football. We got football. So we got football with the Menace.
That's right.
And we have football with the Barnstormers.
That's right. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like that. I worked on that.
What else we have Saturday?
Saturday we have another show at Simon Estes. We have the Nadas, Des Moines Staples.
There you go. Rock,
the Nadas. If you haven't heard of them, they've been around for
ever.
They were. Here's how long they've been around. They were named the best college band you've never heard of by Playboy in 2001.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And all those guys are just great. And they were just recently inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Deservedly. Nice.
Deservedly. I mean, very deservedly.
You know, who that old from Iowa is playing shows this frequently.
Right. Yeah, I was just, Jason Walsmith and I were together in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago. And so he performed there. In D.C. It was kind of fun. Had some video.
Impromptu performance? Or
it was sort of an impromptu thing, uh-huh. Yeah. It was with the partnership, and he got up on stage and with his guitar. And
Went to it.
Yeah, it's very cool. Good. Yeah.
Also, Saturday night, if you aren't in the Nadas, what about the Temptations? Hoyt Sherman, 8 p.m.
The Temptin' Temptations. I wonder who's left from that group.
Good question.
Yeah. Melvin Franklin.
Uh-huh.
Was a
I knew you'd have a Temptation story.
Oh, yeah. Melvin Franklin was a member of the Temptations.
Uh-huh.
And he's since deceased.
Okay.
But I got to know him years and years ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was a guy with a voice. You know, he was with a really deep voice.
Uh-huh.
And, we used to talk on the phone, or I'd go see him where he was. Yeah, it was just great. You know, great group. The Temptin' Temptations.
Favorite Temptation song. You have one?
All of them.
My Girl?
Yeah, My Girl's good. My Girl.
Is that the first time you sang on this radio show?
No. I've done that before.
Yeah.
And usually that's when everybody tunes out. So I try to keep it at a bare minimum.
Okay.
Where are the Temptations at?
Hoyt Sherman.
At Hoyt Sherman.
8 p.m. Saturday.
Nice.
Yep.
I should go.
Yeah. Should.
All right.
Should. You know what else you should do?
What?
Exercise.
Yeah.
And eat bacon.
What?
Fifth annual Bakoon ride.
Oh, not the Bakoon
ride.
The
Bakoon ride.
This is a crazy ride.
Is it?
Oh.
You say that like you mean it.
Yeah, it is. I know people that go on this ride.
Uh-huh.
And they have survived.
Good. That's good.
That's a good thing.
Survival rate so far is high.
So far is high.
That's good.
But it's a wonderment.
It's a wonderment.
Because bacon is not the only thing consumed on Bakoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Find that
Imagine
hard to believe.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is Saturday, Raccoon River Valley Trail, the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival and Ragby collide in this 71-mile bike ride on the Raccoon River Valley Trail.
Yeah, Bakoon.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fun.
It is a lot of fun. You just have to be very, very careful when you have that many riders on a trail versus a road.
Yeah.
It can get a little hairy. And if there are, not to say that there are, but if there are bicyclists who may be somewhat impaired because they've inhaled too much sunscreen or something, you know.
It can happen.
Yeah, it can happen. So then you got to really be careful.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway.
That should be fun.
Bakoon.
Yeah. How about this Run to Exile? What's that about, Parker?
We're still exercising through the weekend, also on Saturday, actually, so you could have a packed Saturday if you're really into that. We have 5K and 10K runs sponsored by Exile Brewery downtown, featuring an after party featuring alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages.
All right, so Exile Brewery, the Tersey Boys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's who puts that on?
Well, that's who owns it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Always learn something new. You always know the
names,
business side.
Dropping these names, you know? Yeah. Anyway, Ruthie. They have a beer by the name of Ruthie that my bride likes, I think. I think that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ruthie.
Ruthie.
Interesting.
Go axe about it.
All right. Let's see. If exercising isn't your bag,
I know we're talking.
Music.
Well, we had some beer in there too,
right? That's true. How about acting?
What?
Acting.
Oh, I thought that was a really bad German accent there for a minute. Acting. Yeah.
That's acting. I'm not sure what I was trying to pull off there, but
moment
didn't
of
work.
Levity, ladies
didn't
and gentlemen.
Work.
Yes.
All right, so through Sunday, Romeo and Juliet at the Salisbury House and Gardens. We talked about this last week, too.
All right, okay.
Yep.
I was going to say, I've heard about this already.
It just sounds neat. I couldn't help but put it in there again. It's running through the weekend. Shakespeare on the lawn at the Salisbury Gardens.
Nice.
What better way than on the lawn?
At Salisbury House.
Mm-hmm.
Shakespeare on the lawn.
Unless it rains.
Damn well.
Or if it's too hot.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like 100 degrees this weekend.
Should be good for those bike riders and runners.
Well, it should be big. You know, bike riders and runners, but can you imagine being all fluffed up in those Shakespearean outfits? Ouch.
That would be hot.
Yeah.
Adds a whole new dimension to Romeo.
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo, wherefore art thou? Oh, thou hast fainted.
Sizzling on the pavement.
That's right.
All right, and let's see. Moving on.
Just in time.
On. All right, Parker. Let's see. Looks like you picked out some things for next week. What's the highlight?
Highlight for Thursday is an art show at the Des Moines Social Club called Urban Visionaries, urban art show with a showcase of an artist called Retina from Los Angeles.
Like your eyeball?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Los Angeles-based artist that specializes in graffiti.
Huh.
Specializes in graffiti.
Have you ever seen when the trains come by on the tracks and they got those cars, you know, those cars that, freight cars, yeah.
Yeah.
And they got graffiti on them? Some of that is really pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah.
Retina. Social club.
Retina. Graffiti art. That sounds kind of interesting. Okay. How about, what else we got? We got a track and field event.
Yeah. Do you want to
cover
that
exercise?
One?
Yeah. Okay. So the USATF Track and Field Outdoor Champions
deal.
At Drake Stadium. It is
this
a big
is
deal.
A big deal. Yeah.
Be nationally televised, but you can see it at Drake Stadium. The event starts next Thursday and runs till June 21st. Or it's June 21st through the 24th, and we'll be at Drake Stadium. There'll be thousands of people, championships. Yeah.
Track and field.
What's your 40 time, Michael?
Ooh, I can't even remember that.
What about you, Parker?
I don't know if a 40 time, but in middle school, during a practice, I tripped on a hurdle and split my leg wide open.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Is that the end of your track career?
Absolutely.
You know, I still have, anyway, when I ran track, I ran the 100-yard dash and the 440 relay.
Yep.
And
440 relay.
Yeah. Good. And we had cinders.
Cinder track.
It was cinder track.
Yeah.
Ouch. Fall on that stuff, that hurts. Ouch.
They still have cinder tracks anywhere?
I have no idea.
I think we talked about this before. What is cinder?
I think what cinder is, you know, back in the day when you used to have coal-fired furnaces and things, I think those are the clunkers or whatever. I think. I don't know.
It looked like broken bricks almost.
All right.
And starting late next week, the Des Moines Art Center's Art Week.
It is.
Getting ready for this?
Yep. Stephen King is going to be on the broadcast next week, as a matter of fact. He's the executive director of the Art Fest. So
cool.
Yeah.
If you didn't get your fill with the last thing we talked about, there's a whole bunch of things. Anything you like. What did we write down? Art galleries to open mics to anything that you're into is probably somewhere in Des Moines next week.
Absolutely.
And? We would be remiss. Father's Day Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
This is the forgotten holiday.
kind of. Yeah, it kind of gets short.
Yeah, good. Oh yeah, that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's Mother's Day that gets all the hoorah, right? And if you don't get something for Mom on Mother's Day,
yeah, it's a mistake.
It is a mistake. But Father's Day, eh, give him a golf ball.
We get flowers for Mom, steaks for Dad.
Steaks.
That's the plan moving forward.
Nice. Yep. Something to remember him by. Steaks. All right. Steaks.
Yep.
That wraps it for another week. Good stuff. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
All right. That is Parker Reed and also Jeff Pitts from City View, because they know what to do. We got to clear on out of here because it is nigh on to the time that we've got to go. Tyler Hackenmiller is our engineer. Aaron Libby is the marketing and sales director. Hunter Pease happens to be the voice of the Business News Hour. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, our guests, and everybody that puts this together each and every day, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.